Sorry, I want Tammy. Oh, no, I just see you do marry or party can let. What your mini mini teacher out there? Oh, wow, wow, keep a hope. I double. He shall oh, Roru, he got what a loa. In your yellow tower for a long. In your yellow tower. Ikokorun owo re lo wa ibi kan lo npe iyin re koni tan lena wa awa pe o ka o
awa pe o ka o
awa ni ran ti sabari re o
I have dominion. Let us arise in our faith this morning and begin to give God thanks and give him praise for brand new day, brand new opportunity. Let's celebrate him this morning. He's ever faithful, ever reliable, dependable, unchangeable. Let's give him thanks for everything we have seen, what we have experienced, what we are going to see today. Let's give him thanks for it. He deserves it. He demands this from you and from me. Are you thanking him this morning? Is heaven hearing the voice of this brand new day? You wake up this morning, healthy, strong, full of his presence. You are not in the mortuary this morning. You are in the sanctuary by his grace. Therefore, with a grateful heart, are you not thanking him this morning? You say it's deserved this morning. It demands it. Let's celebrate him this morning. Are you thanking him? Thank him for the fresh outpouring of spirit of grace and supplication. Let us thank him for this ill success of oppose and befriend a neighbor. Are you thanking him? Are you giving him praise? Thank him for the multitude of souls he has drawn by his mighty hand to the kingdom. Thank him for the multitude he has escaped, the multitude that he has made them to escape hell. Are you giving him time this morning? Celebrate him. Celebrate him for the strength he has given to everyone on the prayer altar, for the strength he has given to everyone on for the soul winning, for the strength he has given to everyone to do a thought follow-up on the convert. Are you thanking him this morning? Give him praise. It's worthy. Thank him because your reward is coming speedily. Are you thanking him this morning? Thank him for the reward we have seen. Are you thanking this morning? Now ask God, Father, this is a brand new day, brand new opportunity, and grace me again this morning to utilize this day for your kingdom and grace everyone this morning. I have come this early hour. You all said they move from strength to strength. Everyone that appear in Zion this morning, my strength shall be renewed on the prayer altar. this morning. My strength shall be renewed today. Once again, Father, I ask, oh God, this morning, as I've come to Zion, this early hour, our strength shall be renewed. Are you asking God this morning, Father, renew my strength from intercession this morning. Renew my strength from the praise and worship this morning. Renew my strength from the world this morning. Are you taking demand from heaven? Our Father, we ask, oh God, that our strength shall be renewed again in your kingdom to pursue. Our heart shall be filled, the emptiness shall be filled with your word this morning. Father, we thank you. Wave your hands to him and give him thanks. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hand over Jesus as we welcome the praise team. Hallelujah.
This is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do.
You are good.
Blessed be your name.
In heaven you are the Lord.
In heaven.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus and please be seated. I have dominion. Oh, be rising up this morning to commence our intercession by praying, saying, Father, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Our amen can be louder. In Psalm chapter 115 and verse 1, not unto us, O God, not unto us, but unto thy name we give you thanks. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we take this prayer from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Is somebody giving him thanks? Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart this morning. Father, we have come to thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Are you giving him thanks? Is the Lord hearing your voice of appreciation this hour? Father, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. We have come this morning to return all the glory back to you, to return all the honor back to you. Your word has always been coming ceaselessly, it has been coming impactfully. Lord, that is why we have come this morning to return all the glory back to you. Father, thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Father, thank you for the sent word, for the right word, for the word in season. We have come this morning to thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Is the Lord hearing your voice of appreciation this morning? Remember, he sent his word at Shiloh, and that word healed, that word delivered. That's why we must return this morning to thank him from the depth of our heart. Is somebody engaging in a hearty thanksgiving this morning? Father, we thank you for the impact, supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Not unto us, O God, not unto us, but unto thy name we have come to return all the glory back to you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Are you still giving him thanks? Is the Lord hearing your voice of gratitude this morning? Thank him deeply this morning. Thank him loudly. Thank him confidently. Thank him boldly. Father, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. We have come to return all the glory back to you for the sent word, for the right word, for the word in season that has brought diverse testimony, unprecedented testimony in the lives of all worshipers, in the life of all attendees. Father, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Is somebody still thanking him? You can thank him in the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the supernatural impact of the word at Shiloh since inception. Thank him right now. Lift up your hands, appreciate him once again, give him glory, give him honor. In Jesus' wonderful name we have given thanks. Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that have characterized all the past Shiloh events. Can I hear a bigger amen? Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17 says, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we give him thanks. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh events. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, for diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh events. That characterize all the past Shiloh events. Somebody lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Lift up your voice as you appreciate this God. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies. Father, we thank you for diverse healing miracles. Father, we thank you for deliverances from bondages. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for breakthroughs on every side, financial breakthroughs. Father, thank you, O Lord, for marital breakthroughs that have characterized all the past Shiloh events. Father, Lord, you have done marvelous things, O Lord, in all the past 20 Shiloh events. Father, we return all the praise to you. Somebody lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Lift up your voice as you appreciate this God. Give him thanks. He deserves the thanks. He demands the thanks. And he delights in your thanksgiving. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you for the turn around testimonies, the change of story testimonies, the diverse healing, the deliverances, and the breakthroughs that have characterized all the past Shiloh events, that have characterized all the past Shiloh events. We have seen your finger at work. We have seen you destroy barrenness. We have seen miracle marriages, all characterizing the past Shiloh events by reason of your finger at work. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we give you the glory for turnaround testimonies, for diverse healings, for breakthroughs, deliverances that are characterized all the partial events. Somebody lift up your voice in appreciation to this God. Lift up your voice as you give him praise. Lift up your voice as you thank him for his hand that has been mighty upon these grounds all through the past Shiloh events. Give him praise, give him glory. Father, thank you for turn around testimony. Father, thank you for diverse healings, for diverse deliverances, and for breakthroughs that have characterized all the past Shiloh events. Someone lift up your voice, thank him in your understanding, and also give him thanks in the spirit. But by all means, let your heart be connected in thanksgiving. La prekentayada, mande broko seba, mi bradaba shandegere, lepra katandi, rabose patande, shabrekos kwamime, lambregerea, mabroko tema, badibra gazondera. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory for all you have done in the past Shiloh events, for the breakthroughs, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, turnaround testimonies. Lift up your hand right now. Wave them in appreciation to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please be seated.
We shall be praying, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice again in thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Lift your voice this morning and give God thanks with all your heart. Do it with every passion in you, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise for the impact of Shiloh 2018. We thank you, Lord, for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Father, we give you all the glory this morning. We lay to heart to acknowledge you. We bless your name. We rejoice in you. We celebrate you, our Father. Thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you. We honor you, Lord. We give you all the praise. Someone lift your voice this morning. Give God thanks intensely. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. Saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise, for the Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. We give you, Father, we give you thanks, we give you honor, we bless your name, we bless your name for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for salvation, for diverse healing. Thank you, Father, for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Someone lift your voice some more this morning and let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Do it in the spirit. Do it in your understanding. Saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We magnify your name this morning. We celebrate your name. We honor you, our Father. We say thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Thank you, Father, for massive salvation. Thank you for healings. We give you the glory. Let's thank him in the Holy Ghost now. For whoso giveth thanks in the spirit, doeth it well. Niriato shila panesuza. Leke prondos kerinando siklapina. Ino sheklem do rosezabinea. Ratania. Rotos kempenezo zamineketania no shilabandia. Entom brondinero ata. Rakenos kepton imbraliado siza. Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Kinnaland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Netosia cleprenini shiakana. Ino siza menedanto skateri. Labrane suze minianta. Ratante piato shinato sikletia. Lift your hands. Wave your hands to the Lord. Father, we give you the glory. Father, we give you the honor for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both here in Kinnaland and all the viewing centers around the world. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion
we shall write to give thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. A louder amen. Job 37 verse 22, fear weather cometh from the north, and with our God is terrible majesty. Let's rise as we give thanks to God this morning. Our Father, thank you for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018, from day one to the last day, even the Thanksgiving service, we were witnesses of your hand at work. Therefore, we have returned this morning to celebrate you. Somebody lift your voice and be intentional this morning. Remember, appreciation is application for more. Therefore, let God hear your voice and let God see your heart as we return glory to him for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. To him be all the glory. Father, we give you thanks for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. Let God hear your voice. Return with thanksgiving and be delightsome this morning as we celebrate Jesus, as we magnify him. For thanksgiving is comely to God. Our Father and our God, we give you glory. We give you thanks. We appreciate you. We glorify you for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. This is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For this we have returned this morning. For this we have returned collectively to give you glory that is due your name. Accept our thanks this morning, our Father and our God, for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. The rain was not disruptive. Oh Lord, the sun was not scorchy. Father, the wind was not boisterous. Both here at the center and all across our viewing centers around the globe, we witness perfect and serene weather conditions. Therefore, receive our thanks. Father, receive our praise. Father, accept our gratitude. Somebody give God thanks. Lift your voice and make it loud this morning. Thank him with understanding. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. He demands it. He deserves it. And he delights in it. Therefore, deliver it to him this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Holy Son, we return with thanksgiving this morning for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. We give you glory. And we give you thanks, and we bless your holy name, and we rejoice in you for perfect weather conditions all through Shiloh 2018. Oh Lord, we thank you. Our Father, we bless you. We have returned in acknowledgement. We have returned in appreciation for giving us perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. Wherever you are right now, ensure that God is hearing your voice, and ensure your thanksgiving is coming from the depth of your heart. You can lift up your hand, lift up your voice, appreciate him some more. Our Father and our God, we give you thanks for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. Only you could have done it. All over the nation, we were enjoying serene and perfect weather condition. It was cool and calm all across the globe. Oh Lord, we give you glory. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Are you appreciating God right now? Let him hear your voice some more. Lift your hand. Lift your voice. Bless his name from the depth of your heart. You can thank him in the spirit right now. He that giveth thanks in the spirit. Do it well. Melo sutan pandelina akopotos kiandeli tanada azusandea shantadi wababani wabrun santeninia nabantona akokobradia gatadeli tanana azuzo shutwala baba maposete eliaga brantondo luprania akapantono zokoshiane elebontandia labante erorozu santanaba. Father, we have returned to thank you for perfect weather condition all through Shiloh 2018. Lord, receive all the glory. Modo Satani Esushata Wabababandia la Katandalade Eredozo Sobrandia la Banteniana. You did what only you could have done. Receive our thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
I have dominion. Next, we are still thanking God, saying, Father, Thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. John chapter 6 and verse 44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. That will be on our feet right now as we give thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for your mighty hands that is behind continuous growth of this church till date. Lift up your voice as we give quality thanks to God this morning. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. We have returned to give you all the glory. We have returned to give you all the honor and adoration. Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We appreciate you this day. Father, thank you. Thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Lift up your voice and let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. We have returned to give you thanks. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Lift up your voice and thank you from the depth of your heart. Make sure everyone is hearing your voice of thanksgiving. Let's appreciate him and give him the glory. Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. We give you all the glory. We praise your name. We magnify you, Lord. No man can come except you draw him. We give you all the praise, Lord. We appreciate you. We exalt your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Lift up your voice and thank him. Thank him intensely this morning. Appreciate him. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Thank him. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Our heart is full of appreciation this day. We give you all the praise. We thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is behind the continued growth of this church till date. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Let thanksgiving proceed from you this morning for the increases, for the multiplication, for the inflow of multitude that we have experienced, for the continuous growth of this church till date. We thank you, Father. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. We give you praise. Thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continued growth of this church till date. We give you all the glory. Paul may plant, Apollo may water. It's only God that can bring the increase. Let's appreciate him for the continuous increase, continuous growth of this church till date. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We exalt your name. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father, for the continuous growth, for the continuous increase, for the continuous influx of souls that we have been experiencing till date. We give you all the time. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. We celebrate your name, Jesus. We lift your name on high. Blessed be your name. Honor be to your name. Adoration be unto you, Jesus. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that builds it. Let's appreciate him. It has been the Lord and the Lord alone. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. We give you all the glory. We return today with the heart of thanksgiving. We return today with the heart of appreciation. We return with the heart of thanksgiving. Father, we give you all the praise. We bless your name. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Thank him in the spirit. Thank him in your understanding. Just be sure your thanksgiving is reaching out to God this morning. Le pareka le baragande pralosa. Zazuka ande kerebarasa. Embreke tozozuza. Iparakatande. Embreke tatozia. We give you praise. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is behind the continued growth of this church till date. Begin to magnify him and wave those hands to Jesus. He deserves it, and let's give it to him. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, and thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. Right now it's time for personal supplication. As we go before the Lord this morning, let's remember his word, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. He says, be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Whatever those issues might be this morning, please rise upon your feet and let's begin to pour out our soul unto the Lord in the light of that scripture. Right now, why don't you rise up on your feet, lift up your voice, and begin to thank him profusely in your understanding in the Holy Ghost. He that giveth thanks in the Spirit, doeth it well. Do it intentionally. Thank him, praise him, bless him. Father, we thank you today. Mekaro ba goliga taya akakado brubaboli makushada gagala ya makutapori gadala ya kako kapo papara gadala ya makushedia. Thank you for answered prayers even right now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. As you listen to the following documented testimonies, you shall be blessed. Number one, miracle marriage. I am standing right here as a living testimony of the prophecy of the servant of God at Shiloh 2010. I came to Shiloh as a single. I had reached the age of marriage, but nothing was happening for me. This was a concern for me, so I made up my mind to remain on Shiloh ground till the event was over. During Shiloh, the bishop had prophesied that in 2011, there would be 240 miracle marriages. So, akin into the declaration, he also said, "The only one that can stop you is your doubt. No devil can stop it." And I caught it. Furthermore, he said, "We should keep congratulating everyone, and that the language for 2011 is congratulations." I told the Holy Spirit, "I am greeting people, congratulations. How do I get my own?" And he said, "I should keep sowing the seed of congratulation." Since then, I kept on sowing the seed. Everyone I saw, I congratulated them. Truly, on Saturday, August 20, 2011, I was gloriously married. Give the Lord a big clap of praise this morning. I give God all the glory. The bishop is truly a prophet, and he is my father. The testifier is F. Adoronke. Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. Number two, God restored me back to the faith with goodness. I want to thank God for restoring me back to the faith. I gave my life to Christ so many years ago, but along the way, I stopped coming to church. I was not serious with God then. Everything became very tough. Towards the end of this year, I decided to settle down with God and be serious about my walk with Him. So, I rededicated my life to Christ and surrendered my life to Him completely. Let's give the Lord a big clap. I began to obey all the instructions passed down by the apostle over this commission. I linked up daily with Covenant Hour of Prayer. I began to be more faithful in my tithes and offerings. I gave to the poor like never before. Then I began to see positive changes in my life. Give the Lord a big clap. God granted almost all my heart desires. Lack and want have become things of the past. And I have good health. Since I came back from Shiloh, the constant headache I used to have has gone forever. Put your hands together for Jesus. I have not gone to hospital since then. My farms, which were not doing well, began to produce well. My colleagues who used to look down on me before at work now give me respect and hold me in high esteem. My house project, which I have abandoned for 4 years, has taken off. And now to the roofing level, I give God all the praise. The testifier is Debo Banjo. Let's rise onto our feet this morning. Give the Lord the biggest clap of praise for these strange acts.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give thanks to God this morning? Appreciate Him from the depth of your heart. Glorify Him and honor Him. He's worthy of all praise, of glory, of honor, of adoration. Let your voice of gratitude be recorded on high this morning. Thank Him, and thank Him. He has heard you. He has even answered your supplications as you presented them to Him. Will you give Him the glory and the honor? Give the adoration unto Him. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Thank Him and thank Him from the bottom of your heart. Give glory unto God. Give glory unto God. And give glory unto God. Thank Him and celebrate Him. Father, we say thank you. We celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of all praise. Now ask the Lord to speak to you this morning. Day unto day utter speech. And night unto night shows knowledge. Lord, the speech for the day, the light for the day, the insight for the day, the revelation for the day. Give it unto me, Father. 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 Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we thank you this morning for the privilege that we have to be in your presence. We thank you because we know that you have brought us today to transform us again. Therefore, by your word, let everyone be changed and transformed in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you the praise for it in Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. We began looking at this line of exhortations yesterday entitled, Prepare to Meet Thy God. Prepare to Meet Thy God. We came to realize that Shiloh is prophetically ordained by God as a mountain of encounter. In Joshua chapter 18 and verse 1, the anchor scripture for Shiloh itself, it said, the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. It said, and the land was subdued before them. The tabernacle of the congregation was the platform for the meeting of God with man. In other words, the platform for Shiloh is simply a platform of encounters. It is encountering God that makes Shiloh. Shiloh, therefore, is not simply a human event, but it is a divine invitation for encounters with divine manifestation. But the scripture makes us to understand clearly that every encounter with God is the product of adequate preparation. Amos chapter 4 and verse 12, it says there, prepare to meet thy God. So meeting with God requires preparation. In Exodus chapter 19, like we saw yesterday, beginning from verse 9 all the way down to verse 14, the Lord came down and spoke unto Moses and said, Lo, I come, he said, Lo, I come unto thee in the thick of the cloud, that the people may hear when I speak to thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the word to the people. And look at what he says in verse 10. He said, and the Lord said to Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. He said, because, and be ready against the third day, because on the third day the Lord will come down. He will not come down until they have prepared themselves. Sanctify them today and tomorrow. Let them get ready against the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down. It is adequate preparation that provokes divine manifestation. So it makes us to see very clearly that if anyone will genuinely encounter God, such an individual must be appropriately prepared for God. And that is what the exhortation of this week is all about. Positioning us to simply be prepared for the appearance of God. Now, it's important for us to understand that God does not appear generally. He appears individually or specifically. If you look at the scripture, you will discover that wherever the appearance of God was manifested, it was largely seen by individuals. Jesus appeared unto Paul on the road to Damascus. Paul was moving with a band of soldiers, but the Bible makes us to understand that only Paul could hear the voice. You see, it is individual in terms of his impact. We find Ezekiel before the river at Chiba, and the Bible tells us there that at that river he saw the visions of God, but yet everybody else was blind to it. You see, it is not general appearance. It is individual appearance. And that is why we must be individually prepared for the encounters that await us at Shiloh. God has made Shiloh the place of his visitation, but his visitation is at the mercy of our preparation. And that is why each one has the responsibility to position themselves
to be candidates for divine visitation at Shiloh. And I pray that no one here will miss their portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We look at the example of John in scriptures in Luke chapter 1 and verse 80. The Bible tells us there concerning John. It says there, and the child grew, and he waxed strong in spirit. He said, and he was in the desert till the day of his showing. The desert was the place of his visitation. Remember what the scripture said concerning John? He said, and the word of the Lord came to John in the wilderness. And from that time, he became a voice. He was in that place until his voice came, until his word came. He was in the desert, the place of his visitation. And after the visitation came his open manifestation. It's important to know that nobody needs to explain visitation. Nobody needs to explain it. A man visited by God does not need to go around explaining his visitation. The visitation is clearly expressed. When Moses came down from the mountain, he didn't tell people, I have seen God. Those who saw him knew he had seen God. My prayer is that this Shiloh, those who see you, will know that you have seen God. Yes. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Yes. I said, those who see you will know that you have seen God. Yes. John prepared spiritually, and the outcome of his preparation was that he was shown unto his generation. He could no longer be hidden. He had encountered God, and the outcome of it was simply manifestation in his generation. We look at the example of Jesus. We are told also concerning Jesus that the child grew. Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. He grew. He waxed strong in spirit. And what became of Jesus Christ? We are told in chapter 4 of Luke, and beginning from verse 14. He said there that he said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and there went a fame of him abroad. He could no longer be contained. An encounter with God caused his destiny to shine forth to his generation. We saw it in John. We saw it in Christ. And Jesus told us, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So the same is our own ordained experience. It means that if you and I can encounter God, we cannot be hidden or kept back. My prayer for each one here today is that this coming Shiloh will be your platform for divine encounters. You believe God, say aloud, amen. I say, you believe God, say aloud, amen. It's important to note, however, that no accomplishment will ever be greater than the preparation that goes into it. No accomplishment will ever be greater than the preparation that goes into it. 2 Chronicles chapter 27 and verse 6. The Bible tells us that Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord. There is no accomplishment that will ever be greater than the preparation that goes into it. It takes adequate preparation to see supernatural accomplishment. If we are going to command feats, just like we have been told over and over again, that giants will be rising from this commission, it will take adequate preparation for encounters, giant-raising encounters with God, in order to see it manifested in life. And that is why you and I have the responsibility to ensure that we are prepared in our heart. Please take note that God's response is determined by man's preparation. Proverbs 16 verse 1, the preparation of the heart is the duty of man, but the answer of the Lord, it comes, the answer of the tongue, it comes from the Lord. So what God will say is determined by how prepared a man is. What God will show is determined by how prepared a man is. That is why we cannot approach Shiloh casually. The place of encounter, when approached casually, leaves you the way it met you. Look at what happened with a man like Jacob. Jacob, the Bible tells us that he lay down to sleep. And while he slept, the Lord opened the heavens and he began to see angels ascending and descending. And the Bible tells us that he looked above at the top of that ladder that was between heaven and earth, and above it was God. When he woke up, he said, the Lord was in this place. He was in this place. Encounter has come and gone, and I knew it not. He was, past tense, in this place, and I knew it not. That is, God came and went, and I was not aware. But then the next time we see Jacob in such a situation, the Bible shows us that Jacob was awake and wrestling to the day of, to the break of dawn. That is, this time, a different disposition. You may have been at Shiloh many times, but you must approach this one with a different disposition. It is a different approach that brings a different result. Different approach. He had been at the place of encounter before, but he missed it. But this time Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. The outcome of it was the man who entered that place of encounter as an individual came out of it as a nation. You will enter into Shiloh with a particular description, but you come out of it with a new definition. When people see you after Shiloh, you will come out a transformed man or woman. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. But to prepare adequately, we must define our targets in clear terms. We must define our targets in clear terms. We must define our target in clear terms. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13 to 19, we find Anna there at Shiloh. And the Bible makes us understand that Eli, after he saw her, he said, put away your bottle from you. He said, don't count me for a daughter of Belial. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit, and I've simply been pouring out my soul unto the Lord. She came there with prepared expectation. She had been going to Shiloh every single year. But this time she came with a difference. And the Bible makes us understand that at her return, her miracle baby came forth. Not only that, but her womb opened up supernaturally. Beyond that, she began to have other children after Samuel. That is no more barrier. Her former description erased, a new definition emerged. For somebody at this Shiloh, your former description will be erased, and a new definition will emerge. But you must come with clearly defined targets. Look at the man Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 51. He came across Jesus, and Jesus asked of him, after he had cried and cried and cried, Jesus asked him a simple question. He said, what do you want? What do you desire? What is your expectation? Don't just arrive there and begin to generate expectation at the last moment. Know what you are coming for. Be specific in your target. Prepare your heart with your expectation. Go before God and begin to prepare what you must depart from Shiloh with. As you come expectant, I'd like you to be rest assured that you are departing with your own change of story package. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. What is God saying to you and to me, therefore? Don't approach it casually. There is something loaded in Shiloh 2019 for you, but you must come prepared. I see each one of us taking full delivery of every package awaiting us at Shiloh in the name of Jesus. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Lift your hand to heaven and take grace from God. Lord, I receive grace to prepare my way, just like Jotham did. I receive grace to prepare my way, just like John did. I receive grace to prepare my way, just like Jesus did. I must take full delivery of all that awaits me at Shiloh 2019. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. If man prepares, God appears. Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace for effective preparation. Lord, I take that grace this morning. Lift your voice and pray that prayer to prepare in intercession, to prepare in supplication, to prepare in meditation. Lord, I receive that grace to prepare in sanctification. I receive that grace. Is somebody praying that prayer? Lord, I take grace from you this morning, the grace required for adequate preparation. Let that grace come afresh upon my life. Lord, this Shiloh will be one with a difference. Give me grace to prepare differently than I have done before, in order to see you appear differently than you have done before. Lift your
voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. My Father and my God, I receive of you grace. 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 Let your grace be made manifest. 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 Let your grace, O Lord, be made manifest. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let your grace, O Lord, be made manifest, O God. The grace to prepare adequately to meet with you, to prepare adequately to behold your appearance at Shiloh 2019. I will not miss my portion. Now lift your hand if you know that you have received of him that grace this morning. Lord, I thank you for the release of grace. I thank you for the unleashing of your grace. I thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. You shall not miss your portion at Shiloh. All the grace required to prepare, that grace manifests upon your life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Another day gives you another opportunity with the Lord. Lord, this day must answer for me. You speak to the day right now as you decree, it will be delivered. Lift your voice and begin to decree, begin to decree, begin to decree. What you declare concerning the day must be delivered. Must be delivered. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. The day is blessed. The day is loaded. The day is full of encounters. All through the day, no mishaps. Good tidings from far and near. It's a testimony day, a breakthrough day, a lifting day, a favor-filled day, a day of advancement, a day of progress, a day of turnarounds, a day of turnarounds. This day is a day of open doors. Now lift your hand and begin to give thanks. 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 Appreciate him and glorify him. Appreciate him and glorify him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations, amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.
Ore mi ti ki sore awon ota mi eh.